Welcome back, everyone, to the fourth episode here of The Confined Podcast. I'm Joel Fuentes, a.k.a. Joana Filipata, and in this episode, we're going to be speaking to Aaron Andres, who is a musician. In this episode, we're going to be going over his history on how he got started becoming a musician and a little bit about his band, Graveyards to Gardens. For more information, feel free to reach out in the description down below, where we will leave our contact information and as well as links to Graveyards to Gardens. Without further ado, let's get right into this episode. Welcome, Aaron. I am Joel. Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me, you guys.
I'm also here with my co-host.
Hi, yeah, I'm coming from Wanaki. I mean, it's a pleasure to be here today.
Awesome. So it's a pleasure having you, Aaron. Can you go ahead and give us an introduction of who you are and what industry you're in?
My name is Aaron Andres. I was born and raised in Washington, D.C. I'm first generation American. Both my parents are from the Caribbean. My father's from Guyana and my mom is Jamaican. So it was just like a really great cultural experience living in D.C., but also in the home that I grew up in. And I'm a musician. I've been a musician for most of my life. I was that kid that would beat up on couches and cupboards or whatever I could, just trying to build drum sets. I'm currently a full-time musician.
How long have you been in this industry for?
So I've been in different groups throughout high school and the early part of college, but we really didn't start dipping my toes in until when I moved to Illinois. So currently I live in Elgin, Illinois, and I started a band with some friends about 8 years ago called Graveyards to Gardens. And initially, when we started, we did our first project through our university, which is called Judson University. And that's what kind of got us exposed and kind of integrated a little bit into the more music industry side of what we do.
Love that. So Graveyards to Gardens, go ahead and tell us a little bit more about that. How did that come about?
Yeah. So we started the band in 2013 and had our first opportunity and just really loved it. We've all played in bands before and always loved playing in bands. At the time, we had it was a group of us, some friends that have always talked about jamming with each other. And on campus, we would play at different events, mostly chapel events, like just leading music for the chapel services. But for a good portion of our beginning, we were pretty much a Kings of Leon cover band. And so a lot of our roots was kind of indie rock. And we just had really good chemistry with each other. And soon after that, we started writing songs and getting some opportunities to play throughout the Chicagoland area. That's just kind of how we got started, just kind of taking on any opportunity we could get.
Fantastic. Well, how did the name come about? I mean, you know, where did that originate from? How did you guys decide to settle on that name?
Yeah, so in case you guys didn't know, Judson University is a Christian liberal arts college. So there was a book we were reading for a Bible course we were taking at the time. We just, one of the guys saw the name in the book. It's like, that could be a cool band name. It's very interesting. It's different. We haven't seen it before. And so we kind of took it from the book. I can't really remember who wrote the book or whatever. So, and like anytime people have heard it, it's like, that's such a unique name. Where do you get it from? And we've kind of just taken it on our own. And we love the idea of like breathing new life into old things. And so that's been a huge part of why we stuck with the name too.
Mm-hmm, exactly. So one thing that I've been listening to was a couple songs, right? I was washing dishes and I was listening to a couple. And I must say that it's very unique, right? It's something that I used to go to church. I should mention this, right? I used to go to church and I used to hear similar songs, right? But the name of your band was just so unique.
Cool, yeah.
And the way it was laid out, the way everyone just kind of is in tune, and the chemistry was just awesome, and I love listening to some of the songs. Some of the listeners are actually listening to the song in the background here. In Graveyards to Garden, how long has that really existed for? I'm not sure if you've already mentioned it.
Yeah, so about 8 years. At the time, we were playing at a lot of churches, and I had a good friend that was working at a church, and he was going to be gone for a Sunday, and he was like, hey, can you lead for me? I was like, hey, I have these friends. We were thinking about starting a band. Would it be cool if we all came in together and did it? And he's like, yeah, that'd be great. And so we came in and we hadn't really played together as a band before. We'd done some more worship type stuff across campus together. But this was our first time actually playing as a four piece. And it was great. I remember it was in Chicago and it was a lot of fun.
Mm. Okay, great. Yeah. So, yeah, you mentioned that you actually got, you know, your start together just now with at church, right? Yeah. And so I'm just curious, because now you guys are an indie rock band, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm just curious as to like where you guys draw your inspiration from. Is there like, you know, is it like inspired based on like church themes and themes then, or has it developed now? And are there like specific people that actually inspire you?
Yeah, I mean, that's a bit of a story, actually. When we started out, we thought we were going to move to Nashville and do the whole, they call it CCM thing. And after visiting a couple times, Nashville's a great city, but we realized that wasn't for us. And I guess we were really disappointed on the music scene there and what some of those artists were writing. And we just wanted to do something better, I guess. I don't know. So what we like to say within the culture of our band is like, we just want our audience to grow with us. We just want to tell real stories of things that happened to us that have been personal to us. So over the last couple of years with the songwriting, we've been trying to do more of that. So like, our faith is still a huge part of who we are. So you'll hear those themes in our music, but we believe that crosses every aspect of life. And whether it's, you know, jobs, family, health, like all the stuff that we're going through as men, we just want to be able to share that with other people.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful right there.
Especially because, like, I feel like the music scene nowadays is like not as much authenticity as there used to be. So that's amazing to see, you know, that you guys, you know, stay true to what you believe in and actual personal experiences and, you know, continue to incorporate that in your music. I love that.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. So kind of to backtrack here, you mentioned that you started playing a while ago when you were in high school. Did you ever create music as an individual, or was it always with a band?
Most of it was with the band, but I've always had a side of like doing my own thing. Not necessarily for distribution, but more so it's, so I'm a huge basketball fan, and like a lot of shooters would say, I'm just getting my shots up. And so that's how I approach it as well. It's just like that practice behind the scenes to make sure that like my pen is still sharp. But I've written for friends and with friends, and even now I still write stuff just for me. The stuff I have in a notebook, I'm not sure will ever see the light of day. But yeah, it's just a way for me to stay sharp and make sure I'm doing the best I can with my writing skills. And also, like, when you're inspired by other writers, you want to, you know, live up to your inspirations, you know? So I take that pretty seriously. And yeah.
Beautiful. Mm-hmm.
Got it. Do you have you mentioned you write, you actually write a lot of your own music. Mm-hmm. Is there like a specific creative process that you go through when you start writing?
Yeah, I'm looking for inspiration everywhere. So there's a couple things that I like to do with my writing. I met a director once. He does like short films and interviews and things like that. And he says, you know, a lot of times as creatives, like it feels like we've run out of inspiration. So he says something that helps him is like he treats his ideas as like books that he puts on a shelf. Like you don't have to read that book right away, but you can always go back and reference it later. So I'm really good at jotting down notes on my phone or doing voice memos for song ideas or lyric melodies and things like that. And so either I can write that in the moment, or I can kind of save it on my phone and come back to it later. But also, I created this rule for myself a few years ago that, like, if I live in my head a lot, so we're always our own greatest critics, you know? So sometimes we'll say, like, some very honest things to yourself in your head. And so I've made this rule that, like, whatever the most honest thing that I say to myself, I have to commit to that lyric, no matter how painful it is or how dark it is. Because for one, it's helpful for me. It's therapeutic. But my hope is that it'll be helpful and therapeutic for other people that listen as well. That's like, wow, he's willing to be this open and this transparent with what's happening in his life. Maybe I can be that way in my life too.
Wow. Yeah, that's amazing. I love how you mentioned that, right? In your head, you critique yourself more than other people would critique you, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
You're very honest with yourself. So I've actually heard that a lot from a lot of creators, and it's true. You know, every time we record podcasts, we create podcasts, and I'm constantly thinking, like, I don't know, this doesn't sound good, or I should probably cut this out. So I connect with you on that level, you know?
Yeah.
So would you say it's easier to create music with a band per se than being individual?
Man, it's, I guess it presents different challenges. Something I'm conscious with the band, like even, so I do most of the primary lyrical writing. Like, we're very collaborative with each other when it comes to music, and a lot of the newer stuff we're writing, actually, we've been more collaborative than we've ever been. But I'm doing most of the heavy lifting when it comes to the lyrics. And sometimes the challenge for me is that even though I'm the primary songwriter, I don't want the band to get lost within my story because we're a band. Like, it's not the Aaron Andrew show. It's like, it's Aaron, Tim, and Jeremy. And I don't want to lose that just because I'm the primary songwriter. So sometimes that's a hurdle to climb, but I'm always checking with the guys. We did a song, a Christmas song, actually, a couple years ago called Missing You. And it was actually a really personal story of just kind of a love story centered around Christmas. And I was like, guys, this feels really specific. You know, are we cool with me writing? It's like, dude, it's a great song. Let's just go ahead and do it. And so they gave me that freedom within the context of the band. And it was great because the listeners were able to kind of find their own story even outside of what I was sharing about myself. So that's been really encouraging too. So even though it might be coming from my own personal experience, I also try to write for everyone to find themselves in whatever story we're telling.
Wow. So when you create, or you guys create your songs, do you guys ever collaborate on your thoughts? Like, hey, this is my experience, and if everyone else had the same experience, would you like create a song based off of the overall experience that you guys had and the overall feelings that you guys connected with?
Absolutely. Like, especially, so we've actually quietly been working on a new album. We hope to get into the studio either late summer or early fall. And a lot of what we talk about with ourselves, I kind of just draw from that and put it in to our songs. Like, most of our deep conversation, we talk all the time. We have, you know, band group chat. We hang out all the time. Like, most of our conversations would happen at Chipotle. We had, like, we would meet at Chipotle once a week just to kind of, like, really get into, you know, whatever's happening in life. And that always inspires me. Just, like, some of my dearest friends in the world. And that's where a lot of my inspiration comes from. It's just from our relationships with each other and what's happening in our lives. And I know there's a lot of bands that are in bands together and they don't really mess with each other like that. And that feels weird to me. And, you know, we said if we quit music right now, our relationship is solid. And so, yeah. And so just through those stories and through the different experiences we've all been through, I try to pull from all of that. And so that represents the band whenever we write new songs.
Love that.
Yeah. I love the brotherhood. Yeah. Like, I like the, you know, how close and how guys can, you know, bring you guys together. I feel like that's, like, you know, a huge bonus to, you know, music that a lot of people miss. But you said you draw inspirations from a lot of different things. So just out of curiosity, like, what is, because I know a lot of other musicians, they have just, you know, crazy stories about how they'll be in, like, the weirdest place or, like, the most bizarre situation and will somehow, you know, just, like, have an idea for a song or melody or whatever the case is. Is there, like, a specific time or bizarre place that you've, like, that's, like, you know, very, you know, odd that you've come across a, like, a really good idea for a song or a melody or something like that?
Man, I'm sure there has. I can't think of in recent memory if anything like that has happened. The way I like to approach songwriting is I literally just sit there and I'm like, okay, what's happening in my life right now? Like, what do I need to get off my chest? What am I excited about right now? And how can I put pen to paper and melody to this? So oftentimes when I'm writing, it's usually in two places. It's usually on the beach or in the middle of the night. And I don't know, it just works better that way. I mean, there's other times during the day, you know, I'll write either through inspiration or just through trying to practice. But usually my best stuff comes at the middle of the night or on the beach. And I usually just kind of self-examine myself, or I was like, man, what did Jeremy say he was going through today? All right, how can I express that through a song? Or there's been songs that I've written just from other people kind of like at a distance that I just casually know. And just like, I'm just so moved by their story that I have to write that and share that.
Amazing. Wow, it's just, you know, everything about Graveyard Cigar Gardens and you guys' connection, it's beautiful, right? It's amazing. You guys were able to come together and create this beautiful piece of work called music, right? All together and agree on the same topics that music is going to be basically revolving around. Would you say that throughout your time creating, your guys' bond got stronger because of how often you guys communicate?
Yeah, absolutely. And in fun ways, like, our bond even grew stronger outside of music. Like, music just feels like the overflow of our relationship. Like, we have a blast, you know, jamming together and playing. We did our first show back in May after, you know, the whole world went on hold and the whole music industry went through tough times. We have a lot of friends just like around the country that it was just really tough for a while. So it was so cool to finally be back out on the road, and we're hoping to do that some more this fall. But yeah, everything that we do as a band flows from our relationship with each other and the things that are important to us and the people that are important to us. And so that's made it the creative process a lot easier, honestly. Like, it's always something to pull from. There's always something to be inspired by. And that's just because we hang out with each other. We talk to each other. We go deep. There's, you know, we know how to prod if we need to get to something specific to kind of help our brother out. And I love that part of our relationship. And that's a dream for every band, to have that type of relationship. And your artist to benefit from that, I mean, that's always a win.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, that's wonderful. That's amazing. I love that. Love that so much. Is there like a specific song that, like, I mean, you have in mind that you think you poured like the most emotions into and that has like, you know, a lot of meaning for you guys as a band?
As a band, yeah, I think it hasn't come out yet. But no, there's been points in the past. I think sometimes with our older stuff, when we go back and we look at what we've done and like we remember certain rooms where we play certain songs, and I know for us, like, man, how did we even get here? Like, there's been times we opened for before we started doing more of the indie rock thing, we're opening up for like bigger Christian bands. And like we say this all the time, we've been in rooms that we had no business being in, but we learned so much from being in those rooms. And so like when I left DC, I never thought any of this was possible. And we're not some big band or anything, but we just had like some really cool experiences with some really cool people. So it's always nice to look back on that and just knowing that the vehicle was music and the songs that we've written to get us into those rooms. Like anytime, we just celebrated last week. There was this song we wrote called Paradise that came out 3 years ago. I was like, how did that come out 3 years ago? And then you go back to writing the song and recording it in the studio and then playing it live. And it's crazy. Yeah. The biggest thing we had that we think about often, we played the Sears Center. I think they changed the name of the arena now. But we never thought in a million years that we'd get to play. It was like they did like a family night type thing, and we got to play after halftime one of our songs, and then we did a concert after the show. So it's been little things like that throughout our career so far. I was like, this is insane, and there's more to come, and we're really excited about that too.
Yeah, it's crazy, you know. Like, I actually haven't spoken to a band before, right? You're going to be the first one from a band that I've actually spoken to. And I hope to get something going where I could get all of you guys in a little podcast where we speak to each and every single one of you guys. That's one of the
absolutely
hopes.
Absolutely. Yeah.
All right. Do you have anything to say, Colin? Any questions, comments, or concerns?
Yeah, actually, you said you played in, you know, a big arena, the Sears Center, you said?
Yeah.
You know, that's crazy. I mean, I imagine there was a lot of people there. Like, I'm just, because I personally have, like, stage fright, you know, especially when you're just in front of a lot of people. I have to, like, do something, like, with public speaking. It's just terrifying. So I'm just, you know, how do you, like, mentally prepare for something like that or an audience that big? Like, you know, what does that look like?
You know, it's funny. It's... Man, I've been playing so much, like I don't really get nervous anymore, which sounds like such a pretentious thing, but it's more so just because I've just done it so much. But there was that moment, I'm not gonna lie. So I'll give you a little behind the scenes. So most people don't know this. So we did that halftime thing. It was the biggest room we've ever played. There was a few thousand people in the room. And then, but it was also humbling at the same time because no one stuck around for our concert after the show. It's just, you know, just what happens with being like an indie artist. But I mean, there was still some people in the room and we were looking out and there was this older woman who just stuck around and she was having the greatest time. It was like the least person that you expect to like rock and roll music. But she was having such a great time. And in my head, I'm like, no, this is, that's, you know, if tonight's for anything, it's for you. Yeah, but man, I really can't think of the last time stage fright. There was, when I feel it coming on, I just think about where I grew up and like where my family comes from and just like the different directions my life could have taken. Just because, you know, we all have that story. Like, you know, it could be one left turn and then like everything falls apart. And so like when I think about that, I just like, I remember who I am. I was like, yo, I'm Aaron Andrews. Let's do this. Let's go. I got my boys with me. We're playing our songs. The people are here want to be here, which is huge for any artist. It was just, you know, all that kind of goes out the window and you just go for it.
Great. I mean, that's fantastic. Yeah, I've actually never heard of that before, to like see how far you've come and like where it could have gone, how that can like, you know, alleviate some pressure. I mean, that's amazing. It's a strategy, you know, that's just nothing I've ever heard before. That's amazing, actually. I mean, that's cool. I ought to try that out sometime. Yeah, I was just thinking, like, if, you know, as a musician, especially how there's so much competition, it's like, where would you recommend someone get started? Like, how do you build up a successful career in the music industry?
This sounds simple, but it's so true, because I had mentors that would say this to me. The only way to start is to start. And I think, like, you got to start, well, figure out what you love first and write what you know. Like, I have no business writing about whatever Beyonce would write, because I'm not Beyonce, you know what I mean? So just write about your experience, write about your story. Because if that moves you, it's going to move other people as well. And whether that's singing at a coffee shop, whether that's on a street corner, wherever, like your talent will take you to places. And like, it's okay if you're not Taylor Swift or Kendrick Lamar. You know, I think every type of artist serves a different purpose. I think at one point we saw ourselves in a different space, in a different career doing music. And obviously that didn't happen. And we could have let that defeat us. But instead of that, we figured out, it's like, all right, where are we good at? Like bloom where you're planted. I had a mentor that says that to me. Like, if you're planted in a certain place, be the best you in that place. And so we've taken and embraced the whole indie artist, indie rock band thing. And I think we honestly feel more ourselves doing that than the places we wanted to go several years ago. And I think our art's better, we're better people, our mental health is better. And like a lot of those stresses of being in a space where we didn't want to be, and honestly, we probably really, really welcome there anyway. Any artist would do well to do that for themselves. And just be you, you know, and be faithful with the craft, be faithful with getting your reps in, you know, and just love what you do.
Gotcha.
So, quick question. When you guys first started up, did you receive more love than you did hate, or did you receive more hate than you did love?
I think, fortunately for us, since we're so low key, we've had a lot of love. Like, the people, like, we don't have crazy numbers, but the people that ride for us, ride for us. Like, every record we've ever done, we've paid for it, either because of, like, there's no label backing us. We don't have no sponsorship or benefactor. It's people, it's like, hey, we like you, we like the music that you make, here's some money, essentially. or people just like, it's like, you guys are great, we just want to do this for you. And so that's one of the things, like, how are we even here? Like, why do people even care about us? But as long as they do, like, we feel like a responsibility to be faithful to the people that have chosen to support us. You know, people could put their money anywhere, and yet they saw enough in us to be like, no, we want to support you and what you're doing. And honestly, that's one of the things that's kept us going. There's been times we wanted to quit. I mean, there's been a million times I'm like, yo, I'm leaving Illinois, I'm going back to DC. But for some reason, like, we keep figuring it out and we keep going ahead and going forward. And it's been encouraging because we've been able to be an example to other artists and be like, hey, they're doing it. And like, maybe I can do it too, you know? And I think the more people that do that, because representation matters, you know? We'll have more creatives and better music and better art in general. And so it's incredibly humbling that we can represent that to other artists within our community. So yeah, we just have to keep going.
Great. Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, I don't have any more questions on my end. What about yourself, Cohen?
I think one last one. I mean, so I think we covered a lot. And so, yeah, I guess just lastly, the only thing I can think of is, you know, is there any big plans for the future, or you keep, you know, wanting to keep it low key and just continue at a steady pace? Or is there like some big plans on the horizon? What is the future going to look
like? Yeah, we do have some plans. Like, we're really happy with where we're at, but we want to grow where we can and what makes sense for us. And honestly, just for the other guys, like, Jeremy's married, Tim is married and has two young children. So we want to respect families as well. But we have dreams. And so there's some things we're working on this summer for some content. We'd love to be in some rooms with bands that we really love and respect. We're huge Colony House fans, if you ever heard of them. Switchfoot's been a big inspiration to us too. And I mentioned this earlier, we're working on a new album, and we're really excited about those songs. It's some just really honest and maybe a little revealing songs. But we're also getting back to our roots. Like, it's very indie rock, and that's how we started off. So it feels good to kind of get back to that and play guitars really loud.
Yeah.
So rather than closing out everything right away, I did have one question that I ask everyone that comes to the podcast, right? Is how can the listeners help you, and how can we help you?
Sure. One way to help us, for any independent artist, will say this, just listen to our music. but not just listen to our music. Please, like, if you like what you hear, like, if you don't like it at all, don't waste your time. Like, we're not offended if you hate our music or what we have to say. That's cool. But if there's like a song or two that you like, share it, put it on a playlist. Honestly, like, a DM, a encouraging DM goes a long, long way. So it's little things like that. Like, just, we're not looking for anything huge, just like the support of people. If they mess with us, then that goes a long way too. And like, when new stuff comes out, just support it. If you like it, please support it. I think any artist could ask for that. And yeah, just those are a couple of just easy things.
Yeah, little things that matter the most, huh?
yeah, exactly.
Awesome. So do you, right now, I'm going to give you an open mic that you can basically tell the listeners almost anything. You can plug yourself. You could provide more advice. You know, it's your open mic.
Perfect. Thank you. Yeah, guys, you can listen to us anywhere that you listen to music, Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube. I know certain people do that. Our music's on there as well. Please be looking out for the new album. It is coming soon. We'll have more details. We have an album title and everything, but we're not quite ready to start sharing that yet until we really get into the studio and lock in. There's a couple people in our crew that, if you want to check them out, they're great. Michael Schau is a great artist. Tim Caffey's a great artist. Matt Callio's in a group is called Distinctly Human. He's really great too. Our good friend, he's produced most of our stuff. His name is Zach Kranz. And he's worked with a ton of artists too. So I gotta support the hometown, you know. Mm-hmm. And don't be afraid to be yourself. Don't be afraid to go on the journey of figuring out who you are. It's hard work. It's tough work. But you'll always be a better person when you do the hard work to figure out who you are. And once you do that, like the exterior stuff from life and from other people, it affects you less as you grow more within yourself. Not to say that it won't be easy, but it bounces off you a little bit more. And just get out there and do it. I can't wait to see what art is created, especially in a post-COVID world. We've all been cooped up and locked up, and I think there's been some amazing things, but some tough things that have happened, and just write about all of it, the good, the bad, and the ugly, and everything in between. So keep creating, keep inspiring. If you feel like no one sees you, just know that you still matter.
Wow. Yeah, that was beautiful. I love how you use your open mic to, you know, plug your hometown and, you know, provide that awesome saying at the end right there. You could go ahead and send me the information to those that you've plugged, and I will link them in the description down below. Yeah. I'll also link the music down below, so if anyone could check them out, go ahead and check them out. Do you have anything else to say, Cohen?
No, I think that's it.
Great. Yep, that's it on my end as well. Thank you guys for listening. Mm-hmm. It was a pleasure having you on the podcast, Aaron, and we actually hope to bring you on for part two. You yourself and the band. It was awesome speaking to you.
Hey, you guys, it's been a pleasure. I think also just thank you for having this platform. Just trying to shine a light on the people who are hustling and grinding and working hard. And all the best to you guys in business and whatever venture that you guys are doing too. Just because, you know, you guys aren't doing music or being creative, like, it's still a grind, it's still a hustle. So keep up the good work, guys.
Love that. Thank you for that.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Thank you guys for listening, and I hope to speak to you guys soon. See you in the next podcast. This lonely Christmas, oh, because honestly, I'm missing you. I miss your smile, I miss laugh. I wish the time hadn't moved so fast. You're so far away, this holiday. I really wish that you were here.